Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house to declare unto you the gospel of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4 tells us what the gospel is, how that Jesus died for our sins according to Scripture. He was buried, he rose again the third day according to the Scripture. I want to welcome everyone to this broadcast. We are making some great changes, frankly, in the programming beginning today. I will start today teaching from the book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 1. Kathy D. will be reading for me, and I will be teaching from the verses, Romans 1, beginning with verse 1. This is new to me. It's been 15 years since I taught the book of Romans, started teaching it secular television on May 1st, 2000, at 9 to 10 a.m., 5 days a week. The first station I did that on was Fox 23, Tulsa, Oklahoma, then Springfield, Missouri. We went out. We run 25 stations, not every day, with the book of Romans. Romans is a must. It's a must for the church to ever be established. It's part of the foundation that must be taught. It's been a great blessing to me to teach it. I first taught it in the 1970s in my home. Thank God. Let me say this. I've never been to a Bible school. I've never been to a seminary. I've never sat at the feet of any man or any woman, but at the feet of Jesus. He is the one that taught me all I know. And I was taught by the Spirit of God. Thank God. So it's a great blessing to do what I'm doing. I recall early 1980s, I'd been teaching the book of Romans for 4 or 5 years. And I had 14 hours, 1 hour tapes on the first 8 chapters of the book of Romans. At that time, I thought Derek Prince was probably the best Bible teacher in the body of Christ. I'd listened to most every one of them. And I thought Derek was probably the best. So he had 8 one-hour Roman tapes. And I bought them. And I listened to them. And those 8 tapes were on the first 8 chapters of the book of Romans. I had 14 hours on the first 8 chapters. Frankly, I noticed. I had more revelation of the first 8 chapters of the book of Romans than Derek Prince did by far. I never looked back. It helped me. It encouraged me. Teaching. In 2002, God told me to throw all my tapes away. All of them. I had 239 hours of teaching tape. And we threw them all in the trash, took them to the dump. Also, our duplicators went to the dump, broken up. That was the end of audio tapes. From there on, it was on the internet. So, this is a bit awkward, but not seriously awkward for me. So, this is Kathy D. She's going to begin reading Romans chapter 1, verse 1. These programs will all be about 30 minutes long, and Terry Brown will close this 30-minute program with a song each day, 6 days a week. Kathy D., are you ready?
Can I say one short thing before we start?
Sure, speak.
I had those Roman tapes.
Right.
I played them day and night in my house. And my revelation of the gospel, a lot of it came through those tapes, playing them over and over and over and over again. Okay?
Sure, let's go.
Romans 1:1. Romans chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated under the gospel of God.
Let me say, I have the same revelation that Paul had, and all this been revealed to me by the Spirit of God. So I'm loyal, and I've been called as an apostle and separated under the gospel of Jesus Christ back in 1973. Let's go.
Verse 2, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures.
Notice here, the gospel was promised through the prophets, in the Holy Scripture, right?
Right.
And it came just like the prophets said it would. All right, let's go.
Verse 3, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh.
The gospel concerns the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And he was declared to be what?
Made of the seed of David.
Oh, made of the seed of David, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
According to the flesh.
According to the flesh. Jesus was made the seed of David according to the flesh. Now look what's coming up next.
4, and declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead.
Amen. He was made the seed of David after the flesh. He was not declared. We're talking about Jesus, not declared to be the Son of God until he was raised from the dead. Thank God. And he was raised by the Spirit of holiness. That's being the Holy Spirit. And we know out of Scripture, Ephesians 1, it's the Father that operates the Spirit of God. So, it was the Father that raised Jesus from the dead through the Holy Spirit. Let's go.
Amen. Verse 5, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name.
By whom Jesus, Paul, now Doyle, has received grace and apostleship for obedience to the truth? What does it say?
Obedience to the faith.
Obedience to the faith to all nations, right?
Among all nations.
Among all nations. See, Paul's ministry was called to all people. Mine is also called to all people in the world in 2014. What else did I miss?
For his name.
Oh, for Jesus' name, right? Amen.
6, among...
Go ahead.
Okay, 6, among whom are you also the called of Jesus Christ?
Okay. Oh, you among whom Jesus, you are also called.
The called.
The called, right. What
of Jesus Christ.
Of Jesus Christ. You get this? See, in Christ, we're all called, every one of us, in Christ. You can't get there any other way, folks. No, you're not going to heaven without Jesus. No, that man paid a price. He died, he was buried, he rose again the third day, that you might receive eternal life. Don't let any man deceive you. You're not going to get there except through Jesus.
Amen.
Let's go.
7, to all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. This epistle of Paul was written to the Romans. This epistle to the Romans is taught by the Spirit of God through me to the world. To the world. That's a big difference, folks. This broadcast will go. It's being received live throughout the world. Now, would you read that verse again?
Right. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God.
All right. To all that be in the world, beloved of God. Next.
Called to be saints.
Called to be saints. Notice, this is your calling, to be a saint. Saint in the body of Christ. Next.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ.
That by the Spirit of God through me is speaking grace and peace from God our Father. What was the rest of that?
And the Lord Jesus Christ.
And the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Grace and peace through me by the Spirit of God from the Father and Jesus Christ. Next.
Verse 8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world.
Amen. I thank my God that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. See, Paul wrote that to the Romans, and that his faith, the faith, their faith went throughout the world. I'm speaking it from Plano, Texas today, that their faith, the Romans' faith, was heard about throughout the world. So is it this very day, and every other person's faith that have believed in the world up to this day, believed what? The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Next.
Verse 9, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers.
Oh, I love this. For more than 40 years, I have served God with my spirit in the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's the way I've walked. For more than 40 years, that's the way you will walk if you serve God, serve Jesus. More than 40 years I have served. Who?
It says, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son.
Right. See? That's the way I walk. Serve God with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, Jesus Christ. That's the way I walk. That's the way you should walk. You know why you don't like the book of Romans? It demands obedience. Next.
That without ceasing, I make mention of you always in my prayers.
I make mention of the world always in my prayers, and I've been praying for the world since 1970. Started out praying for America, and shortly thereafter it went to Israel and then the whole world. I recall one night I was praying. It was a remarkable evening, and my prayer, and I started prayer from the Far East, and I crossed the Pacific and went across America, Central and North America, and went through to Europe, naming one country after another, and praying the anointing of God with the gospel on every one of those countries mentioned. That is remarkable. I had forgotten all about that.
Wow.
This is going to be a fun broadcast.
I was going to say, and then you did the same thing with the States.
Well, yes. But that was about 3 years ago. This is back in the 70s.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Verse 10, making request. If by any means, now at length, I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you.
Amen. I always make requests that I come by the will of God, sent by the will, by the will of God, sent by God. It will be His will. It'll be a prosperous journey. If God sends you, it'll be prosperous. Remember that. God sends you, it'll be prosperous. Guess what else? He that God sends speaketh God's words. We'll mix some other scripture besides Romans in here. I can't just do it without it. Amen?
Amen.
I'm having some fun. Do you know, that? Let's go.
Verse 11, for I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end you may be established.
Did you know the purpose in my heart? That I'd like to see all of you. But that doesn't seem possible to me. But I am sending this message through live stream, Roku, YouTube, other devices all over the world. Thank God. And my purpose is simple, to impart unto you, each individual that believes the gospel of Jesus Christ, to impart unto you spiritual gifts, that to the end you may be established. Is that right?
That is right.
Amen. I've forgotten about this book of Romans. You know that.
I know that.
It's in my heart. Now, the spiritual gifts that will be imparted or are being imparted are the nine spiritual gifts in Romans, pardon me, 1 Corinthians 12. There are others that I'm not going to mention at this time. We'll find them in the book of Romans later. Let's go.
Verse 12, that is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me.
Notice, your faith and my faith comforts both of us. You have to have faith, folks, to do this, to receive it. See, this book of Romans is not for someone that has not been born again, that has not been believed the gospel. They're not for you. But you can listen, because in these you will hear the gospel. But these scriptures are to establish you, and the impartation of the spiritual gift will establish you. Oh, my eyesight is on its way. What's next?
Amen. And I'll just hand you the book.
What?
I'll just hand you the book. No.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Verse 13. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was led hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles.
You see, the reason I'm sent to you on this live network is to bring forth fruit. Bring forth fruit. That's the first vision God gave me in 1970, sitting in my house in Springfield, Missouri. I had one there and one in McKinney, and Pat and I would meet either in Springfield one weekend or McKinney the next weekend. I sold my practice and I was living up there working on a farm, and God was working on me.
Amen.
In my heart. How are we doing?
Doing well.
Let's go.
14, I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise.
I likewise am a debtor to both Greek and the barbarian. Without any doubt, that's who I'm in debt to. Let's go.
Verse 15, so as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also.
Oh, I love this. You cannot preach the gospel any greater power than what's in your heart. Faith, thank God, revelation of the gospel. You know why the world hasn't been changed? The gospel hasn't been preached. Bunch of barbarians preaching.
Amen.
Let's go.
Verse 16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
I love this verse. I'm not ashamed. I'm not timid. I'm not afraid to trust in the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. I'm not afraid to trust for finances. I'm not afraid to trust the gospel for divine help. I'm not afraid to trust the gospel for protection from enemies. I'm not afraid to trust the gospel to drive the devil out of people, keep the devil off of my life and those that walk with me. That word of shame is not timid. So I'm not timid. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not afraid to trust in the gospel. So I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why? It is the power of God unto salvation. Unto salvation. Salvation is not a one-time experience. Salvation is a process. And it is necessary in your life from the day you believe the gospel until you are raised again and meeting Jesus Christ in the air. What's next?
Amen. Verse 17.
Oh, not ashamed. Gospel of Christ, the power of God, unto salvation to everyone that believeth. You have to believe the gospel. Salvation comes by believing the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. To the Jew first, and that also to the Greek. You see, I'm preaching to Jews, and I'm preaching to Greeks. And this gospel that I preach is your salvation, if you will believe it. And it comes first to the Jew, and secondarily to the Gentile, of which I am also a Gentile. But inwardly, I'm a Jew. Romans 8, 2, 28, 29. We'll get to that later. Let's go.
Amen. We got about 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
17. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed, from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Therein, in the gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Notice, your righteousness comes through faith in the gospel. That's where righteousness comes from. So, therein, in the gospel of Jesus Christ, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. I think that's a good place to stop.
I think
you know that. I believe we have a song ministered by a good friend of mine, and you will enjoy it, Terry Brown.
I have returned to the God of my childhood, to the same simple faith as the child I once knew. like the prodigal son. I've longed for my loved ones, for the comforts of home, and the God I outgrew. I have returned to the God of my childhood, Bethlehem's babe, the prophet's Messiah. He's Jesus to me, the Lord for eternity. Praise his name. I have returned.
I have returned.
I have returned to the God of my mother. With unfailing faith for the child of her heart, she said, bring them up in the way that you want them. Thank God when they're grown, they'll never depart. I have returned to the God of I learned at her knee. He's the lily of the valley. He's Jesus to me, my Lord for eternity. Praise his name. I have returned.
I have returned.
I have returned. God of my father, the most godlike man a child could know. I just heard a shout from the angels in glory, praising the Lord. A child has come home. On my knees I did fall, where the wall now stands. This lesson I learned as I worked my way homeward. The Savior of all is the comfort to man.
Want to hear from you? Email me gospel@doyledavidson.com.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.